It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Agenda Free Friday continues, driven by your friendly Bernardi Auto Group dealer. I just sort of made up that phrase. That's not how they say it. This is how they say it. Agenda Free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. You know what I say, Murray? Whenever it actually comes time for actual broadcasting, I'm a complete basket case. Just stick to the hot takes. Here's Mike in Burlington. Lead us off with the thought on the Kraft case. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Listen, I have a major issue with the judge and the prosecutors. If they decide to release this video, they're contributing to the over-sexualization of our culture. They're no better. They should rise to a higher level than what Kraft did with his act. And if they have a strong enough case, they don't need to release the video. I don't want kids to see it. I'm sure half the audience here doesn't want their kids to see it. It's just stupid. And I'm pretty upset with the prosecutors, pretty upset with the judge. It's the same thing like we got the prosecutor in Chicago, that Jesse Smollett. That's all I get to say. Go Bruins. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Mike. All right. The kids, Murray. The children. You gotta protect the children.
They're poisoning the kids' minds.
I mean, the prosecutors don't have a choice. It's the law.
It's the law.
Like the new drug.
your beef there is with the Florida state constitution, and not with the prosecutors or the judge. They are following the law as it's written down in Florida. I'm sorry about that.
Actually, my beef personally is with all of Florida. To me, they could just cut off the whole state and let it fall into the Caribbean. I'd be good with that.
Then where do we get to visit, Maz? Where do we go down when we want to get warm for a couple days?
I go to the islands.
Here's Tom in Quincy. Tom, did you enjoy the Red Sox-Yankees series?
I did not, Mike, and I had to take yesterday off to calm my nerves, how friggin' aggravated I was, but they've got their ass kicked in every series so far this year. That one against the Yankees the other night was just a kick in the teeth. I watched Workman load the bases, and in my head, I'm like, this is gonna end really, really poorly. And it did. Just like I thought it would. Just like I said, because they made no moves and they kept the same team and the fits and socks and all that stuff. They turned into a pumpkin like I knew they would. But on another note, where's the callback from the Sandy Leone war guy from last week? where is he? Where's the mea culpa for that on the worst sports take I've heard in my life? He has a callback to say it didn't work? No?
You mean Sandy Leone and his .08? War didn't turn this team around, Maz? I'm so surprised.
Yeah, no, really. It was, I mean, it was stunning. I thought it was a sure thing. Vegas had it at like 2-10, for crying out loud, in terms of the odds.
Tommy Quincy's become my favorite caller.
I do. I like him quite a bit, actually.
Although he'll never hold a candle ever to Wayne in Grafton, who's up next. Hi, Wayne.
Yeah, I just got back from church, and I said a prayer for you guys. It's Good Friday, and I also said a prayer prayer for the Bruins because they're going to need it. Like you say, Mike, the door is ajar. Tampa Bay lost. Washington's having a hard time, so they could be the top dog. And, Mike, listen to this. That popping sound. I can't believe you can't do that. I come down to the studio, stick my finger in your mouth, and show you how to do it right? Peace out.
Peace out, Wayne. Yeah, there you go. The thing, yeah. Now Washington's dropped two straight to Carolina, so there could be another one that bites the dust. This is setting up as one of the great Bruins pork jobs of all time, where Tampa loses, Washington could lose, Crosby's out. If you care about Calgary on the other side, that was the top team in the West. They're down 3-1, and the Bruins can't get past the Leafs. Like, you watch. Like, that's well, wouldn't that be just typical?
Well, and Calgary's relevant, too, Mike, because if Calgary gets bounced, you get home ice all the way through. So, you know, even though they're on the other side, right? Yeah, I mean, even if, you know, even though they're on the other side, there is something to be gained there for the Bruins. Like, if all those dominoes topple, they'll be the top remaining seed in the field. In the field. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's fun to talk about and consider and all that, but, you know, not really relevant when you're at life and death just to get past the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round. I'd worry about that first. Alan in Florida, what are your Red Sox thoughts today?
Well, first I'll tell you, Maz, no matter how much we argue, you're now my idol. Get rid of the whole state of Florida. I'm with you all the way. You know what, Mike, by the way? I'm with you the whole way. I'll move back, and my wife can't complain because there's no Florida. Mike, you know what? You're close to me. I'm having a Seda tonight. I'll be done at 7:05. They're all going to eat, and I'm going to have two TVs set up. Bruins at 7:05. Red Sox, I don't care. They can eat the matzah all night. Anyway, they can have the brisket. They can have the I got enough food for 48 people. We have six coming. Anyway, I am going to tell you, again, I have to agree with Maz. There's no way. First of all, I don't think they're going to lose three games. But they can't beat Stanek tonight, and there's some problems. But I don't think they're going to, you know, lose this. I think they're going to win two out of three. But if they don't, you can't say in April that it's over. I mean, that's just you can't. It can't be. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, like he said, May, middle of May. But you know, things have to get better. I'm still concerned. Like, you know, everyone's still forgetting one thing that's bothering me. I don't know if these starting pitchers are worried that they might feel they have to pitch more innings because there's no Kimbrel at the end. There's no relief pitchers that they can count on. I mean, this is supposed to be their one of their closers that came in and gave up a grand slam. So, I mean, it really is a mess right now. I don't have the confidence I did, but it is a total mess.
Okay, Alan, thanks. Maz, do you think the pitchers are feeling pressure because of the bullpen?
No, I don't. I think the pitchers are feeling pressure because they suck.
The pitchers are feeling pressure because they weren't ready to go intentionally. So exactly. They put in the work in the spring, and now they're 7 games under 500, and they're not ready to open up. That's the problem.
No question. And look, again, you know, I actually just sent this to you in a text message a few minutes ago. But tonight's game is, again, a perfect example of the type of opportunity they have had over and over this year. They had a day off yesterday. They just lost two in a row in New York. Now it's the start of a series again. The other team's going with the opener. The guy that's starting the game for them is a reliever. So you're going to get the assembly line from the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, and that can be hard to play against. But nonetheless, you have Rodriguez going. He had a good game his last one out. Like, it's another opportunity for them to begin a series on a good note. And these are the nights where they've suffered their worst losses. When they get to a new place and they have that chance, and they get kicked right in the nuts on the first game of the series. Every single time. And then now they're on their knees for the last two, just scraping to get one win. So I'd like to see it right out of the chute, see them get a win.
Okay, we've got Stephen Taunton on the Celtics. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Good show, boys. Hey, Mike, I was a little worried about you. You lost your bleeping mind on Kyrie, talking about Kyrie yesterday. I want you to know, okay, he has definitely stepped up. I don't care who the opponent is. The guy's averaging 29 points per game. That's the way I like to see it. I don't pay attention to any of his post-game whatever. He's stepping up, and I'll tell you, no matter who the opponent is, you got to step up in the NBA playoffs. I watch that faithfully. And as long as he's doing what he's doing, that guy is a bad man. Thanks, guys.
Okay, baby. He's a good player. No question about it. My only point is with Kyrie, and it all really goes back to the value of Kyrie here and what he makes you and his championship medal and all of that. It does. It goes back to that argument. All I'm saying is he hasn't proven anything yet. He has not proven anything yet because you've had some pretty mediocre point guards come through here and do the exact same thing Kyrie did the other night. Beat up on mediocre Eastern Conference competition at home in the playoffs. Isaiah Thomas did it routinely. And yes, I like to mock you green teamers because you get so
goofy and cute with your little fan. Your fanness is just so cutesy. But you know, Isaiah was such a good fourth quarter player in these playoff games. He is the king of the fourth, and it's Isaiah time, and you chant MVP, and you lost your marbles over Isaiah Thomas in games like this too. And he's a middling NBA player. So I just need to see it from Kyrie on the road against real competition, advancing to the NBA Finals. And then I'll tip my cap and say Kyrie is finally made that real difference. But we're just not there yet. I think that's a very reasonable take. I really do.
Yeah, never mind Isaiah Thomas. Terry Rozier did it last year.
Thank you.
And he's not that good.
Bob in Shrewsbury on the Bees. Hi, Bob.
Hey. I think Tuca needs to be more aggressive. What I mean by that is I think he has to tell the Toronto, you know, if you're in my crease, I'm going to give you a stick. You know?
Like okay, Tuca. Bob. Yeah, I think Bob could have been a little more aggressive with his call. I do not want Tuca Rask changing who he is at this stage. That's sort of silly. All of a sudden, Game 5, he's going to roll out and be someone that he's not. How about just be who you are, but just do it right. Get square to the puck and stay big and don't curl up. Don't make yourself small. Don't lose your angle and just do your thing. What you do, you know, look, that's a big criticism of mine with Rask over the years as well. I don't think he, you know, fights through screens or competes or like there's just not, you know, I mean, never mind an aggressive style. I don't think he really often enough when the bleep's really hitting the fan. It fights, you know, and it fights through traffic, fights through screens, that sort of thing. But to ask him to be something that he's not, that's ridiculous. I would not do that at this
time. Well, look, so I don't know. Maybe Bob in Shrewsbury saw the goalie there, Leonard, blow his gasket the other night in the crease. Did you guys see that?
I did.
Oh, my God. He went bananas. He completely lost his mind and started wailing away on some guy and was ready to start a fight with him for crying out loud. So maybe he saw that. I don't know. It wouldn't kill me if every now and then, like on the, you know, going back a couple of games now when Marner had the breakaway, Tuca just kind of sat back in the crease, it felt like. He got totally deked, and Marner easily tucked it in. Now, maybe that's a mismatch. I don't know. You know, Marner was, what, 0-for-2, you said, in the shootout this year or on penalty shots? I don't remember which one.
He's 0-for-3. He was 0-for-3 penalty shots and shootouts, yep.
So I do think there are times when Tuca starts sort of retreating a little bit. And it wouldn't kill me if, at the right time, he came out and played a little more aggressively.
Okay, we've got Wayne and Yarmouth on the Sox. Quickly, Wayne.
Hey, Mike. I got two TVs, one with a picture in a picture, so I get all three games tonight.
Attaboy.
Thanks for the tip. Maz, your point about, you know, feeling or believing that things aren't really, you know, beyond repair with the Red Sox doesn't make sense to me. I mean, they have to play over 600 ball the rest of the way, and what makes you think they're going to be able to do that?
Okay, so no, they don't have to play 600 ball the rest of the way. I did the math yesterday. It's a little under 600 ball. If they played 25 games over 500, basically, the rest of the way, they would win 90 games, and that would get them into the playoffs. So now look, the division, well, the division's a different animal. You know, I'm not going to tell you it's gone, but it's getting away from you, that's for sure, this early in the year. So I have a hard time burying a baseball team with this much talent on April 19th. That's all. That, at the end of the day, that's really what it is, math or no math. I have a hard time burying a baseball team with a lot of talent on April 19th.
Back with your calls and your thoughts on Agenda Free Friday after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Felger and Mads. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, we got to find the right buttons to push to make sure we're on time start. Shouldn't be an issue at home. We understand we've regained our home ice advantage. We worked all year for, so, you know, understand the value of that. But, and then be in the moment of, hey, you know, let's win one game at home and then we'll worry about what comes next. So I think starts are important to us. It's shown in the two games we've won, and we got to make sure that we deal with that.
That's Bruce Cassidy on his team going into Game 5 tonight at the Garden. 7 o'clock puck drop again right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And as we like to do on these nights, when I say we, I mean Murray and Maz in this case today, are at the TD Garden, we'll give you a bonus time. Felger and Maz bonus time from 6 to 6.30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Maybe Beers or Judd Surratt, the voices of the Bruins, will join us in our Garden Studios. We'll get you more game ready. Pre-game starts at 6.30, puck drop at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As you just heard, Celtics on ROR, and they'll come back over to 98.5 The Sports Hub. They start at 8.30, so that'll happen a little bit later, but they'll be back on 98.5 late tonight and ROR all night long. That's the schedule. As promised, we go back to your phones. Dan in Charlestown has a thought on the Bruins tonight. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm just wondering what the lineup tonight. What do you guys think? I know Sean Corrali's coming back, and that's great. He'll be on fourth line. But what about Johansson? Where do you think he should be? And just the line for the forward specifically. And okay, you think they could break up Pastrnak and the perfection line?
They did, and they're going to continue, according to Bruce Cassidy. Pastrnak's going to be back with Krejci. Heinen is going to be on that Bergeron line. Johansson, you just mentioned there, is going to be with Coyle on the third line. And Corrali cycles back into the lineup in the fourth line. Does that mean Nordstrom is out? Is Nordstrom the odd guy out?
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
Okay, which I like Nordstrom, I don't quite get. You know, I don't get the fascination with Nordstrom. I think he's out there primarily to kill penalties, so I hate taking a roster spot just for a guy to kill penalties. He was also on the ice at the end of the night, you know, in the 6-on-5, which is, you know, also, you know, like a penalty-killing situation. So Corrali's a big one. If I'm getting mid-season Corrali, then great. But he's been out now for 2 months. Everyone's going a million miles an hour. I'm just telling you, I think you're asking too much if you expect Corrali to just draw into the lineup and be the exact same guy he was when he went out. He's going to need a couple of games to get up to speed with everybody else. It's just too hard.
I mean, that's a hard spot, right? Like, pull out of your driveway and be on 128. Like, there you go. Good luck.
But at least that fourth line is back. Achari, Corrali, and Wagner. And that was a super effective unit for them during the course of the year. And I think their fourth line has hurt them in this series. And I think Cassie's given that fourth line too much ice time because he's relying on those other guys. And so it should improve eventually. I don't know about tonight, though. I'm dubious of Corrali being able to get up to speed that quickly. Victor on the road on Kyrie Irving. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I know Kyrie Irving is top 10 player in the NBA. You can't really argue that. But is he the biggest diva in the NBA?
Okay, he's up there.
No.
I mean,
no.
Who is?
LeBron.
Yeah, or Durant.
This guy's close, man. He's right there.
Oh, he's top five.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just not number one. He's top five, though. He's in there, no question about it. LeBron is number one. In fact, I'd go so far as to tell you that the gap between number one and number two is sizable because LeBron is such a huge diva. The gap is ginormous. It's huge.
Is it also because LeBron's so good? If Kyrie Irving was as good as LeBron, would he be as big of a pain in the ass?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
maybe bigger. How about this? It's like a boxing thing. Per pound, the biggest diva.
Pound for pound, biggest
pound
diva
for pound.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Steven and Hudson on Bruins Maple Leafs. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I just wanted to
get you guys' opinion. I know the road to the cup has kind of gotten a little, maybe a little bit easier, if that's what you want to call it. But the Bruins did struggle in 11 and 13 with Canadians and Leafs.
Okay, so Steve, I can't take much more. Murray, how do you feel about that guy's phone?
Yeah. I just think it's 11 and 13. I don't know. You guys feel with the road to the cup is easy because of the first round was tough.
It's like being on the Orange Line. Can't hear a damn thing.
That's a good one.
So one point I'll pick out there from the call, because even when we mock the callers, we like to pick out one little kernel that to build off. He said when they went to the cup in 11 and 13, they had to struggle in the first round too, which is absolutely true. I think just because you look bad against a certain opponent or take a couple of games or even a series to find your game, it doesn't really preclude you, especially in hockey. I've seen it a million times over, and it's a, you know, the Bruins didn't find themselves in 2011 until about halfway through that Montreal series. And hell, in 2013, that was a freaking mirror. They should have lost in the first round. That was just plain luck. But they built the momentum as they went there. So the fact that they're struggling against this team doesn't, you know, just because they can't get past the Leafs or have trouble getting past the Leafs doesn't mean that they're going to have the same trouble with Columbus or lose to that team or this team. I think it all, to me, this could be their toughest matchup for all we know. It's just the way it works in hockey.
Toronto's a good team, Mark. I mean, they had 100 points during the season, and I think that, you know, especially in retrospect, I think people underestimated the Leafs. It's a good team.
Phil in Malden with an NBA thought. Yes, Phil.
Yeah, Mike. Last week when Magic Johnson stepped down and then they fired their coach, or his coach quit, and they're trying to sign Lou from that used to coach LeBron James, and I think it's...
Phil, I'm sorry. I gave you a note. You got to turn the TV down.
And that calls like a bad acid trip. So many voices you just keep hearing. Like, turn it down.
Make it stop.
I think the listeners actually get a little treat there. They get to hear me twice.
the Laker rumor to pick up on. That's interesting. Is that, and Jimmy Stewart, has this been reported, or is this just a Jimmy Stewart, you know, underground take, that they've offered the job to Pat Riley, and LeBron James has signed off on it, and Pat Riley's now deciding whether to stay in Miami or go back to the Lakers?
It might be out there from somebody else. It just came across my text messages at like 2 o'clock. But yeah, Pat Riley's been offered partial ownership, and the president of basketball operations, LeBron James, is on board with it, and it's a matter of if Pat Riley wants to leave Miami.
Doesn't that change your view of that clown show in Los Angeles if it's Pat Riley back
there? It has to, Mike. I mean, how can it not?
How can it not? That guy's legit. You may hate him. He may be a pretty boy, tool bag, Laker, blah, blah, blah. But he, Murray, is the Don. You've got to admit. That guy knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. No, you want to throw that title around, yes. Pat Riley is a true Don. Not like the other one in Denver, who's a boob and can't pick a quarterback to save his life, even though he was one of the best at that position in history.
So, Mike, I like Jimmy, I got a notification on my phone earlier about this, and I think the story originated with Stephen A. Smith.
Uh-oh.
And so now I'm reading directly, you know, from an internet post that says, while Rob Pelinka is currently running the Lakers head coaching search, there's quite a bit of scuttlebutt in NBA circles about about the Lakers trying to get Pat Riley, according to ESPN's Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, so that would be a legit move by the Lakers. I mean, again, not just a heritage figure in their history and a all-time figure in their history, a guy who still knows what he's doing and has pull in that league. And when we first mentioned this before, Maz, you sort of said that LeBron would run sideways, like run away from him, like he didn't want to be with Pat Riley. Do you believe that?
Well, I just wondered, when I heard it, I thought, well, maybe LeBron's going to want out of there now because, again, he ran from Riley the first time. And, you know, but LeBron's a businessman. I mean, he probably trusts Riley a hell of a lot more than some other executives to get talent around him. And, you know, there also may be nowhere else for LeBron to run this time, right? I mean, he's getting older here. He's committed to the Lakers for the next 3 years. There were no opt-outs in this contract. So if anybody is capable of bringing in talent around him, Riley's as good as anybody.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on Agenda Free Friday. Remember, Felger and Maz, bonus time. We go to 6:30 tonight, so Sit your fanny down. Don't go anywhere. Here's an update from Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Felger and Mads. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Far corner, here's Ennis down low. 9. Krejci flipped it ahead. Marchand, it's flipped ahead. Nordstrom over the line, chipped it toward the net. He scores! With 2 seconds remaining. Here in regulation, the Boston Bruins with an empty netter from Joakim Nordstrom have taken a 6-4 lead over the Maple Leafs here in TO. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins record their first road victory of the playoffs, 6-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. This series is back on serve, each team with 2 wins, and Game 5 heading back to Boston.
All right, that's how it sounded at the end of Game 5. Sorry, Game 4. Game 6 comes your way tonight here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Big Jim Murray. What's the Big Jim worry meter in this game? I'm just curious. You worried about this one?
No, I'm pretty confident. And I know, look, they couldn't get the hell out of their own zone time and time and time again in Game 4. But I said this was going to go 6 heading into it. I know that Toronto's been more competitive and certainly a hell of a lot more tougher than I gave them credit for going into this thing, and it's been extremely even. But I think they're going to be best served here at home tonight. They win tonight, and then they win on Sunday, and it's on to round 2 against Columbus. I feel real confident going into this one, surprisingly enough.
That's not Big Jim worry, but okay. We'll see, Jimmy.
I've been all aboard the Bees train for a while now.
To your phones, Joe and Merrimack on the Bees. Yes, Joe.
I know it's a Felger-Mass commandment. We're not allowed to blame people for things that haven't happened yet. But with the lack of secondary scoring and this wonderful opportunity that's presented to the Bees, Charlie Coyle and Marcus Johansson, that's the best hockey trade that Sweeney could pull off. This is the best we're going to do this year. It feels like the lack of talent and the depth at the forward position is just going to continue to come back and bite the Bees.
Have you watched Charlie Coyle? You don't like Charlie Coyle, how he's played?
He's a good two-way player. He's done great. But you're telling me that was all that was available for a top prospect in Donato?
I don't think that's looking like a bad trade right now. I think Charlie Coyle's giving you what you've needed. You have a legit third line. You have a legit third center. Maz gave you some great numbers before, time on ice. Charlie Coyle played 4 more minutes, which is a lot. That's like, I don't know, how many more shifts? That's like 6, that's a half dozen more shifts, at least, than Patrice Bergeron. So Charlie Coyle played more than Patrice Bergeron in this last game, and you won. He set up McAvoy on that first goal, that first power play goal. I think Charlie Coyle's given you what you've needed in this series.
Yeah, this is the wrong day to pick on Sweeney for the Coyle part of that. Anyway, I mean, you want to say Johansson and hasn't been able to stay on the ice? Then for a guy who missed a ton of time with a concussion problem, thanks to Marchand, but nonetheless, then that's a fair criticism. But Coyle. Coyle's been a better player in the playoffs than he was in the regular season.
Christian in Foxborough on the Celts. Yes, Christian.
Hey, real quick, Felger. If we win this series, does that mean we're going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the Bruins?
No. Not necessarily, okay. No.
No, I'm just making sure because everyone's talking like, you know, like we're going to go to the finals after the series. But Kyrie, hopefully the young kids realize that, that this is his team and no one can catch fire like that guy. I mean, he's just unbelievable. And lastly, Felger, it's that time of year where once the NBA playoffs start, all these players are going to bring their stupid kids out to the press conference. There's nothing more than infuriates me than that. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started with the kids at the podium. And it's not – they're not all created equal. Hug the kid on the court. Hug the kid in different sort of settings. But that one little podium session for the writers in the media, it's just – it's ridiculous bringing the kids up there. But that's a rant for another day. That's a rant for another day. The Kyrie thing, like I fully admit, Maz, it's not all Kyrie's fault. Like, I mean – it's just the mix that's been off this year. So maybe it's the kids that just haven't been able to handle their role and handle their place and know their place. And maybe it's the kids' fault. Maybe it's Kyrie's fault for being an insufferable a-hole. Maybe it's a combination of the two. But it's not all on Kyrie. My point is that the Kyrie thing to this point has not worked. And what he did the other night does not count. You know, he needs to do something. He needs to do something other than what Isaiah Thomas did for me to say that he's made the real difference on this team. And I'll say for the 1,000,000th time, when that happens, I'll admit it. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and look, and the only time it can happen, this postseason starts with Milwaukee. I thought Kyrie was good the other night. He was. But it's Indiana. I mean, really, he should be able to play left-handed and score 30 on Indiana.
All right, 617-779-0985. There's a couple open lines. Remember, Felger Maz going to 6:30 tonight. So we got more of your calls and more of your thoughts coming up. So stick around. We've got I'm screwing up with my phone. Let's get Chris in the car. Are you up, Chris? Chris in the car. You're up next on Felger Maz. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello? My fault. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, no, that's fine. That's fine, Felger. Hey, listen, the Corelli line, that's what I called in about. Does that push the needle towards the Bruins? And finally, let me just get this in. If you were going to bet all three teams tonight, would you do the birdcage, Murray, and take all three tonight? Thank you. What do you think?
Okay, Murray, the birdcage?
I don't know what thing he means by that.
You take all, it's some sort of reference to all three.
I certainly wouldn't bet on the Red Sox tonight.
I mean, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you were going to parlay, I would always say go all or nothing. Like, you either go for all three or against all three. But either way, like, I would think that the Red Sox would get you some pretty good odds if you wanted to add them into some sort of parlay. In fact, as the caller says that, I think I'm going to do that myself.
What's the Celtics line?
Parlay.
What are the Celtics giving?
I'll check.
Because I might be inclined to go Pacers tonight. I might be inclined to go Pacers. If you're giving me 5 or more points, I'm going Pacers. Because it's just, this is the obligatory third game, first game home. NBA wants to extend the series just a little bit. A little home cooking. Let's see who the refs are. You know, is Tony Brothers out there tonight? Is Scott Foster out there tonight? Well, you know, we'll see what the ref assignment is. But I might be inclined to go Celtics on that. I might get some good value there. Let me know the line when you know it, Maz. So the first thing they said about Corrali. So
Indiana's,
I mean, like,
favored by 3.
Indiana by 3?
Yeah.
Oh, please. All right, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Forget about that.
Celtics in the parlay.
Right, I wanted 5. I wanted 5 on Indiana's side. I'm not giving points to the Celtics with that crap bag outfit to watch guys chuck it clear across the court with 12 seconds left to tie the game. I ain't doing that. The Corrali, if Corrali were 100%, if this were the middle of the year, I'd say yes. Yes, that could be something that tips the balance. You've missed him. But I just can't reiterate enough how hard it is to come back into the middle of these playoff series when everyone's going like a bat out of Hades and you're just coming off of a 2-month injury. It's just, I hope I'm wrong. I'd be really surprised if Corrali, you know, approaches what he looked like in the middle of the year last year. Do you have something, Maz?
I have 2.5 on mine. That it's the Celtics plus 2.5 plus, so I also have Indiana favored.
Okay, then I would take the Celtics. If I'm getting points from that crap bag outfit, are you kidding me? Jerry in the car. Ridiculous. I agree.
Hey,
Jerry in the, yeah, go.
What's going on? So, all right, and not that you remember, and not like, yeah, that you do, but earlier in the week I called in about Cassidy making adjustments after game 3 because the Marner-Tavares combination was dominating them. How great was it that Cassidy not only had those adjustments made, but then had a little gamesmanship, too, showing everybody his hand early on and then making those moves ready game time? And then today, putting Corrali back in and Nordstrom, who's about as useful as refs on a bull, getting him out of there and getting Corrali back in. It's the right coaching move. It's just great to have some some faith in the coach right now. He's pulling all the right buttons.
Well, he finally woke up, I think, in Game 4, and we saw the, you know, we saw the regular season Cassidy in that game with all the mixing and matching and doing different things and pushing buttons and all that stuff. Yes, yes, yes. Corrali is not a coaching move. If you watch that fourth line, Achari, Wagner, Corrali, all season long, any coach worth his salt, as soon as Corrali is ready, is throwing him back in that lineup and trying to get that line activated again.
Yeah, Corrali had a good year. Remember that little stretch where he was getting all those late goals and the one he got in overtime? And, you know, to me, he's a valuable piece in terms of what they're doing. So, look, I they're pretty close now to full health. They're pretty close. And that's, you know, I understand there's some guys that are playing at something less than 100%. But how about a full roster? I mean, really, the only guy, significant guy that they're missing now is Kevin Miller, right? Am I missing anybody?
Nope, that's it. Brent in Shrewsbury on the Celts. Yes, Brent.
Hey, guys. So I thought it was funny. I heard a caller call in say Kyrie's a bad man. Then about a minute later, someone says he's the biggest diva in the league. And I think that shows the two sides of the coin pretty well. I think the biggest question with him is, are the teammates better when he's off the floor? Not, you know, are we a better overall team? But do the Tatums and Haywards and Jaylen Browns of the world play better when they get a couple more touches and aren't watching him as much? And I think it comes down to, do you want to be a team that kind of spreads out and passes the ball a lot, or do you want to minimize the touches so there's less turnovers, but also, you know, it's less of a balanced attack? And I think
Mass,
that's how...
Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce. Mass, why don't you take that one in terms of Kyrie's effect on the other guys?
Well, so I think that, and this relates to Smart in some capacity, because now the ball's going to be in Kyrie's hands a lot more, and we all know Kyrie loves Kyrie, so he's going to hold on to the ball. Now, look, he's a better passer, I think, than I thought when he got here, but I think the offense runs better when the ball's not in Kyrie's hands all the time. He can run around. It takes a little of the pressure off him. It gets everyone else involved. So Smart's not there, and he's not going to be there for the next round either. In fact, I have my doubts as to whether Smart's going to be there at all, no matter how far they go.
Oh, Maz, you didn't hear. He was actually shooting today on the floor, so we're going to do this all over again. After you all took the cheese with Gordon Hayward with his, you know, incessant internet videos of running sprints and shooting free throws. Now Marcus Smart steps on the floor, and people are saying, oh, he's coming back, Mass. Do you understand this?
Oh, God, yeah. Look, I'm aware of that, too. To me, I hear oblique injury, and I say, well, that's going to take a while. That's 6 to 8 weeks. Like, that's a long time. Those are bad injuries. So, now, if I were the Celtics, to me, losing Smart is obviously significant. But I'd run it through Hayward. You know, don't keep the ball in Kyrie's hands all the time. And Rozier is not a good enough facilitator, and, you know, it doesn't have the sort of the command of the offense that someone like Smart does. So I don't want the ball in Rozier's hands all the time instead of Kyrie. I'd rather it be in Hayward's hands.
Stu, what do we got for the final word, bud?
We have a combo of Squeaky Maz and Mad Mike.
Fresh material.
Yes.
Has to be the other day with the Kyrie Irving thing.
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Oh, well, we shall see.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires and for the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, we actually have a couple of pieces of sound here for the final word today. We will wrap up the week with a Mad Mike Squeaky Maz combo on.
Woo!
You got it wrong before the break. Do you want to take another guess?
Did he seriously get it wrong?
Maz, yeah, what else could it be?
We must have bitched at each other about something else. Red Sox? Maybe Red Sox for later.
Yeah.
No.
Bruins?
Demaryius Thomas.
Oh!
The Patriots have signed wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. 1 year deal worth up to $6 million. That part.
What?
Yep.
What did they give him?
1 year deal worth up to $6 million.
How can you be against this?
I hate the player, so do you.
But they have no wide receivers.
That is so. Again, it's probably not going to matter, but. You people.
What do you mean, you people?
All I've heard from you people, soft, overrated, overpaid. You can get into him and take him out of his game. Inconsistent hands, has the drops. Plays like a Sally. That's why Denver sucks and we win. Now he's here and it's like, you like the signing.
No, I understand the signing. Because again, all those things you said, true. But at least that's more than I know about Bruce Ellington.
I told you I'd rather have Bruce Ellington as one hamstring than this guy.
But what this is evidence of more than anything.
They had no plan.
They're just throwing crap against the wall.
Yes.
Yep.
Austin Zavarian Jenkins. Demaryius Thomas and Josh Gordon. One of the most unreliable players in the history of American sport.
I'd go global if I were you.
They have no plan. Fact.
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 I'll take it.
What?
thanks to Hardy for that. That's so good.
It's desperate times at that position. I don't like him, but
is it ever?
Need something. We also have this. It's Felger on Tiger Woods. Y'all getting into it with a call.
Oh, yeah.
Louis in Amesbury. Hi, Louis.
Felger, you know what you did yesterday? You wanted Tiger to win, and you could spew your negativism like you do all the time. I just can't understand. And first, let me just say this. I am old enough. I did see Jack. And by the way, you might want to look up and get your facts straight. Because some of those guys had a little bit of dirtbag in them as well. And I loved all those guys, number one. Number two, are you serious when you say that the competition then versus now? Did you see the OKC?
Keyword, Louis, competition. They actually had some back then.
And there's plenty of competition now. Did you see the leaderboard yesterday with former champions Mickelson, Jason Day?
Who's Jason Day again? Who is that guy?
Australian.
Guys, no one know about or care about, Louis. This is my point.
Oh, please, no. You don't care about it. You don't care about it because you don't have your facts straight, Felger.
I got all my facts straight, Louis. I got all my facts. I know my facts better than you do, Louis.
You don't care about it. Because you don't have your facts straight, Felger.
Oh, God, your facts straight, Louis. Go back and get some facts and come back to me. And then we'll compare your facts to my facts. I bet you my facts are better than your facts.
It was a very mature conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go get your facts? I'll get my facts. You go get your facts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.